Jesus is the living word of God. Amen. So this is another time to practice spending time with the Lord in the morning. And anyways, I just want to emphasize that this is a time to practice. And I just want to start off by saying that I hope none of you are discouraged by what your morning time looks like. If yesterday you tried what was applied and it wasn't so easy, this is why we call it practice.
Amen.
You know, practice means improvement through failure. Okay. Whenever you practice something, you're never supposed to be good at it right away, you know? But every time you fail, every time you try, day by day, we're just making progress, okay? Amen. So I hope you guys remember that this is not a time where after you hear this, you expect to have a home run morning revival, but this is a time for you to go out there and just practice. Amen. Practice this thing. And we're going to practice this day after day. Anyways, so let's start out with reading the verses. This is on the joy and rejoicing of our heart. So let's have the brothers on Jeremiah 15, 16, the sisters on John 15, 11, and then all together we can read 1 Peter 1, 8.
Amen. Amen.
All right, brothers, you can go.
Your words were found and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts.
Amen. Sisters. Amen. All right, all together, 1 Peter 1:8. Having not seen you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I just want to add one more verse that you guys can write down. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11 tells us that in his presence is fullness of joy.
Amen.
So every time we're spending time with this person who we love, and he's speaking to us, and we're supplied by him, we're just filled with joy. So in his presence is fullness of joy. I just want to remind you guys what the goal of our morning revival time is. This is not just a checkbox that we check off every morning as believers, but our goal is always to meet the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And not just to meet the Lord Jesus, but as our brother Jared brought out yesterday, we want to eat the Lord Jesus every single morning, right? So that means that because we love him, we go to bed early, we wake up early in the morning, and we want to meet him, right? It's like we're having an appointment with the Lord every morning.
Amen.
And it's such a crucial practice because, like Jared mentioned again yesterday, if we don't learn and if we don't practice our morning revival time, it will be impossible for us to live the Christian life, right? Because he who eats me will live because of me,
Amen.
Right? So we all need to learn to practice to eat the word of God, Amen. To meet the Lord in the morning.
Amen.
But experientially, we need to talk about this, right? Because, you know, the title of this message is The Joy and Rejoicing of Our Heart. And maybe you guys can all ask yourselves this question, but what does your morning revival time look like? Is it a time filled with joy? Is it a time filled with rejoicing, right? And I don't know, I'm just going to speak at least from my experience, but morning revival is very, very hard. It's really, really hard. And I think it's so hard because the enemy knows how important it is.
Wow.
The enemy knows how important our morning revival time is. So he attacks it every single morning. It's not easy to spend time with the Lord. So the enemy will do everything he can to make our morning revival time very, very difficult, make it not full of joy, make it something we don't look forward to, right? But anyways, at least in my experience, something that makes morning revival sometimes hard for me or just personal time with the Lord is, and I don't know if you guys have all noticed this, but the Lord is invisible. it's very, very hard sometimes to wake up in the morning to spend time with a person that you can't see. I don't know if you guys have this experience. It's just, you feel like you're sitting there just talking to the air, trying to spend time with him, but he doesn't feel like he's there, you know? I don't know if this is just me, but this is where I hope that we would really come to treasure the word of God.
Amen.
Right? The Lord is an invisible person. This verse says, whom having not seen you love. But I just want to read a quote from an old Bible theologian named Augustine. And he said something that I've always treasured ever since I heard it for the first time. And anyways, maybe you can write this down. But he says, when you come to the scriptures, he says, for now, treat the scriptures as the face of God and melt in his presence. Treat the scriptures as the face of God. So anyways, I just hope you realize, and I hope you guys have this impression, that every time you're coming to the word of God in the morning, you're coming to the face of God.
Amen.
You're coming to the face of God, right? Today, the Lord is the Spirit. He's not physically with us, walking on the earth today, but he's actually more accessible than he was when he was walking on the earth today.
That's right.
Because he's the Spirit, and he's embodied in the word of God, right? So a lot of times when this person doesn't feel so real, when we're spending time with him in the morning, we need to realize that the Spirit is embodied in the Word, and also we have a human spirit.
Amen.
And 2 Corinthians 4:13 actually tells us that our spirit is a spirit of faith, okay? So every time we use our spirit of faith to strike, to touch the Spirit in the Bible, that invisible person who sometimes doesn't feel so real suddenly becomes real. Faith substantiates these things that are unseen, right? So anyways, I just hope that we would learn to use our spirit of faith to touch the Spirit in the Word.
Amen.
And that invisible person will become very, very real to you.
Amen.
I just, anyways, in my experience, this is just very important to me because there was a period of time where I was in the training and I was struggling quite a bit, and I spent time, a lot of time with the Bible. And I can honestly say that sometimes when it was just me, the Word, and my spirit, and I was just in the Word, it felt like I was in this room and the Lord was in the room with me. And we're just having a conversation using the words of the Bible. It was like incredible. This was like, anyways, especially when we're going through certain things, certain difficulties, it's like, we have to realize there's a person in the Bible.
Yeah.
And we need to learn to find that person and to learn how to eat that person, right?
Yeah.
When that person speaks to us, he supplies us, and we just get filled with joy, right?
Yeah.
So I think for our morning time, we really need to learn how to exercise our spirit over the Word.
Right.
I like that we brought college, your college years, you can even start now to just learn how to exercise your spirit in some practical ways. Obviously, we need to learn to pray over the Word of God, okay? When we use the words in the Bible to pray, when we use our spirit of faith to pray these words to the Bible, then the Lord has a way to speak those words back to us, right? Even the verse we prayed yesterday, it's not such an easy word to pray, right? But at least we're speaking to the Lord using that verse. But what I really wanted to share with you guys regarding joy is that singing is an absolute cheat code when it comes to enjoying the Word of God. I really hope that you guys would incorporate singing into your morning time when you're contacting the Word.
Amen.
I think you guys all have this experience. There are some scripture songs that we sing. Yesterday we were saying, I, Jesus, I was in my angel. I don't know if you guys fully know what all those verses mean. I'm the root and the offspring of David. That was so enjoyable. And it's like, I don't fully understand what most of it means, you know? But we're using our spirit to just sing these words.
Amen.
And I don't know, there's just something to it where it's like when we're singing and we're touching our spirit, we're just full of joy.
Amen.
We're full of joy. Even things that we don't understand mentally, it just becomes our enjoyment, you know? So I really hope that you guys would learn to pray over the Word of God and to sing during your morning time. I hope that when you guys go out to spend morning time with the Lord today, that you guys would try to sing. Try to take a verse, take a song, and just sing. But anyways, just to finish, because I want to give you guys a lot more time to actually just spend with the Lord. I want to touch on just the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. When we think of the word enjoyment, a lot of times we have a concept of what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Jared brought this out yesterday. You do not need to be bouncing off the walls to say that you enjoy the Lord during your morning time.
Amen.
It does not need to look like you're jumping up and down. It doesn't need to look like... Anyways, the Lord is a spirit. And in that spirit is everything that the Lord Jesus is, right? And everything that the Lord Jesus is meets our particular need for all of our unique and particular circumstances, okay? So sometimes in the morning, you might enjoy the Lord in a way that's different from the way another person enjoys the Lord. I hope that you just wouldn't have this concept that if it doesn't look like this person or it doesn't look like I'm, you know, just off the walls, then it's like I didn't enjoy the Lord. It's like, I hope we realize that we all need to just learn to find our own way to touch the Lord in that unique situation that we have when we spend time with him, right? So a lot of times it's like, in the morning, I don't know, a lot of times I wake up and I'm very anxious about what's gonna happen during the day, you know? That's my particular situation, right? And I come to the Lord, I touch him in the word, and I get peace. I get peace from the Lord in the morning. I enjoy peace. When I'm enjoying peace, I'm not, you know, I'm just enjoying peace, you know? I'm quiet, I'm enjoying. The Lord sometimes comes to us in a very gentle way, but I just hope that we would break this concept that we have to be outwardly very excited. Just enjoy the Lord in the way that you need to enjoy the Lord in that period of time. So anyways, I hope that you guys have just practiced these things, learning to find the person, to meet him, and to eat him,
amen.
Okay? Every time your spirit touches the spirit in the word, that is what we mean when we say eating the Lord, amen. Okay? Because when we eat the Lord, when we eat the word, that's what supplies us. And when we meet that person, that's when we get joy. Amen. So anyways, we should just go practice meeting that person, learning to exercise our spirit over the word through praying and singing. So how much time should we have? 10 minutes?
Yeah.